and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. My name is Nathan. Joining me tonight is Noodle.
Hi.
And Bulge.
Fucking hell.
How are we all?
Brilliant.
Good. I feel like...
Spectacular.
I feel like I've heard this. I don't know why.
There's something that third fucking time.
Groundhog Day, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. Brilliant film, Groundhog Day.
That is a good film.
Mm, is it Bill Murray, isn't it?
It is very much Bill Murray.
What was the name of that weird animal?
The groundhog?
No, it had a funny name. Anyway.
Anyway.
It's not funny. We won't talk about it.
So, how are we all?
I'm grand. How the devil are you?
Yeah, getting there.
Good?
Getting there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I heard a fly in the room then.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit late for a fly this time.
A bit early. Time of the year.
Well, yeah, but early time of year and late in the night for a fly.
It's only 7:30.
Yeah. It's dark, isn't it?
I know, but it's getting darker later, though.
Later, darker.
Darker later. You're in the Porsche, why?
No really exciting reason. Needed to get some stuff out of the garage.
Yep.
And it saved me trying to hoist it over my head and also over the top of the Cayman.
Yeah. And so what's worth more, your head or the car?
Probably my head.
You can't sell your head, though. How do you value your own head?
How
good's your head? No complaints?
One or two.
Not this again, John.
More moaning.
So it was already out of the garage, and when I came out this morning, it wasn't miserable, and I didn't have the dog with me, so I thought,
fuck it. Probably the nicest day to... I mean, we're recording this on a Monday.
Yeah.
But the nicest day we've had for about 6 months, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We got teased.
I mean, don't worry, it's going to rain again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully.
What's the Cayman like at 70 miles an hour between the gears 4 and 6?
Yeah.
So I felt left out.
That was from the abandoned take two we'd done a minute ago.
Yes.
Oil velocities.
Viscosity.
Viscosity. That's me. Very, and I'm very weighty. Right. To go over this again. Oh, God, John!
He's done it again. What's so funny, John?
He's gone bright red again.
The ones that get nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking blood flow around his head.
He's crying.
Apologies for this, listen.
Right. We need to explain.
This has been an evening full of false starts.
Yeah.
Basically.
Workplace
bullying.
I get bullied every time I come on this fucking thing.
So as you should.
You fucking deserve it.
Basically, Bulge popped round to mine earlier and we had some Chinese food before we started the recording. I phoned the restaurant. Bulge, I won't tell you how or why. Bulge made me absolutely piss my pants laughing whilst this confused Chinese lady's on the end of the phone, to the point where I had to hang up. And I needed to laugh so hard, but I just exhaled, so I had no air in my body to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell. And to the point where Bulge not only had to leave the room. Bear in mind, I'm 34 this year. You're what, 67?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why not? Why not?
Well, you're 37, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you're 37, I'm nearly 34. Bulge had to leave the room so I could make a phone call because we were just pissing ourselves laughing like a couple of petulant children. Children.
Children.
He then had to go downstairs.
His favorite kind of thing.
He had to go downstairs because we were both, he was giggling the other side of the door and he could hear me breaking a little bit on the phone. You know, I'm like, sweet and sour chicken balls. Like that. Times 10. This is our third attempt at doing the recording. We abandoned the last episode after 15 minutes, which we've never done before.
We've never got that far
through. All of the recordings we've done, at 30 seconds, it's a bit, oh, shall we abandon it? Shall we
Like none of us have been able to actually speak to each other. We've all just gone, hello, welcome.
Well, that's normally when Bulge
introduces.
Right, we'll
start again, shall we?
Hello, no. Lemons, and lemonade, and nah.
And then
name is Jeff.
On the second attempt, out of nowhere, John just pissed himself laughing, went bright red, started to cry.
I thought he was going
to
keel over.
Yeah, I did. Did you grab the desk at one point, or did I dream that?
It was the full
wheeze.
Oh, okay. Oh. And yeah, basically, I probed him into why, what was so funny, please tell me. Told a very heartwarming story.
To which I told you, it's not funny.
And I pressed you, didn't I?
Yeah.
I wished I
hadn't. It's not funny, but it was one of those moments where, as I tried to use a simile, when you're getting told off by your teacher at school, and you know you're not supposed to laugh, and that
and
makes you
laugh. And you
giggle.
Yep.
And that's all it was. It was a something popped into my head that I found mildly amusing, and I'd already been chuckling a little bit, and then Niall looked at me and was like, what are you laughing at? And that obviously just set me off.
And then you laughed again a minute ago.
Yes.
Why? Because you're a giant child.
Well, because it was the exact same scenario.
Really?
Wasn't it? It was the exact same scenario of...
Don't laugh again.
This is our third attempt after John ruined it, looking at me.
Can you imagine if that was me that had done that?
No, because you've got no memory, for one.
Who are you? Why am I here?
Why is your head shaped like a peanut?
My memory is bad. How do you know that? How do you remember my memory's bad? I don't remember telling you. It is bad, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't actually worry me.
Early onset Alzheimer's, mate.
I couldn't even say that if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Early on, I don't think you could. Nom. Right, we're going to buy some oil for
get
my car.
Get rid of them, for fuck's sake, yeah.
Have you met them all?
No. But you need to get rid of them.
Yeah, I had four.
I had two. And you've had all those chicken balls.
I know. That's what I mean. You're going to get rid of them. Fuck's
buy
sake.
An automatic next. Hope your left leg falls off first. Went to buy some oil for the E90. Kid's got an oil leak. Well, hey, I can see where I've been. It's ridiculous.
That's how your exes feel.
Make it work. Make it work somehow.
Yeah.
Just squeeze it in. I don't do that.
You never had that problem?
No, never.
That's not true. Have you not seen his bucket seat?
Have you not seen him trying to get in an M4?
Yeah, it was set up to John's driving position, who's exactly the same height as me. Anyway, I bought some cheap 5W30, because that's what the car takes, right? But there was like varying degrees of 5W30, right? I only needed a litre. Stuff that was fucking heinously expensive, £25, £20, £15. I bought the one that was £10.99 on offer. I mean, it's from Halfords. It wasn't like Tesco value, I think you said, on one of our previous attempts.
Abortions.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong, is he? No, I thought that. No, he's right there, but that sounds horrible. Anyway. One of our previous unwanted attempts.
One of our previous coat hangerings. Does that work better for you, Niall?
Yeah, Sean. Sean? Right. Should we just fucking knock this whole thing on the head?
Basically, if you want to listen to a podcast, sign up to the Patreon, because that's all we're fucking doing this week, all right? Three failed attempts.
Yeah. Anyway. What's the fucking difference? Because basically, what I'm getting at is I bought it, and as it was on the counter, and the bloke was at... What are you doing now?
Just tell you the say it was Halfords.
Yeah.
Can I email you a backup receipt? No, you fucking can't. That. Give me a paper receipt, motherfucker.
Honestly, the one place that still, to this day, I know I don't want to give you my data.
Yeah.
Worth more than his oil, apparently. But, as he was doing all this fuck around trying to take my email out of me, I looked and it was like, suitable for Isuzu, suitable for Vauxhall, this, and I thought, ugh, I've got BMW there. Does it matter? Am I gonna blow the engine up?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, you'll probably find a lot of these standards cross over with each other. Hence, there's Vauxhall and.
But why is there different standards, and why aren't they selling it properly? Because they're just it's advertised as 5W30. Cool.
Yes, some of it is petrol specific, some of it's diesel specific, some of it will do both. It just depends what the manufacturer specified when they designed
the
engine.
Is that basically like in the same way how the oil filler caps says Castrol on it. Is it kind of the same? Well, we recommend Castrol. And then if you buy it,
well,
like
yes and no, because you can buy. I use VW stuff as an example because it's what I use all the time. You can buy genuine Volkswagen oil that conforms to 505.02, which is their standard for that engine.
Right.
You can also go and buy Castrol that conforms to 505.2.
Yeah.
It's not the same stuff, but it'll do the same job.
Because I'll be honest with you.
But it's the same, the numbers you're referring to, I think, is viscosity when cold and when hot, isn't it?
That's what it always used to be.
What's the W mean? Wait, does it mean weight?
God, I knew all of this.
Yeah, I did years ago, but I haven't used it for years, so I just look at it and go, I need that one. Glug, glug, glug.
But that's what I've done. I'll be honest with you. Like, when I saw this, I thought, oh, shit, am I got me in trouble here? Have I made a rookie error here? Like I said it before, like the whole fucking manual gearboxes don't have a gearbox filter on them. Oh, how dare you? Like, I thought, fuck, am I going to get my ass handed to me now with a blown engine at the side of the road?
Again.
And as I pulled it in, might have been a whole placebo thing. I thought, fuck, that looks thin.
I mean, 530 is quite thin anyway.
Yeah, really. I did think that.
But they do that for efficiency reasons, because it's easier to pump.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to run into any issues then.
No, I shouldn't think so. So basically,
I've been shitting myself all week for nothing.
If it's the one the computer said is for your car, and you did pick the right bottle up, you'll be fine. Even if you pick the wrong bottle up, you'll probably still be fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, I picked up 530.
This is the same as what I thought. The W allegedly means winter.
Really?
Yeah. Because this is the thing, is that people refer to it as viscosity when the oil's hot and when the oil's cold.
Yeah.
But the viscosity doesn't change. Oil is oil to an extent. So it doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. I'm talking like very specifically speaking, the viscosity doesn't change. But
it gets thinner when it's hotter, surely. Is that not the same?
It does get thinner, but the viscosity doesn't change. However, it is referred to as the viscosity changes. So when it's cold, viscosity, and it's something to do with effectively if you tipped it, the five, I'm going to say that it's fluid ounces.
Right.
When it's cold, you would get 5 fluid ounces an hour from the pot, is what I'm going to say. But then when it's hot, you get 30 fluid ounces from the hour.
Because it flows easier.
Yes. But the actual viscosity, technically speaking, doesn't change. So it's nothing to do with the...
What's viscosity? Should we just move on?
Yeah, because I'm chatting shit mainly. No, the viscosity.
People listening going, what a load of arse.
Yeah, who the fuck are these guys?
To be fair, if you know what viscosity is and how it works, you shouldn't listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
anyway,
this is not the area for you, my friend.
No, this sounds quite intellectual, and then we'll just fart and start giggling and quiz each other why, and it won't be funny.
Yeah, that. Even though it was told, it won't be funny.
Again.
F. Are you still Googling or shall I move on?
No, you move on. If I find anything that's important, I'll tell you.
Okay, because I've been shitting myself for a week.
Yeah, it would have gone boom by now if it's going to.
So. That's what I kept telling myself.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Car has developed a noise, though, which happened at the same time.
Does it sound like a tractor?
Well, yeah, it always has. It sounds great, not according to you.
What was the noise?
Tapping, but I've noticed not like a Anne Frank tapping
or a victim in the boot tapping.
Yeah, like an engine tap, but then I've realised it's sort of drive train related, sort of gearboxy sort of noise.
Timing chains.
I did think that. I don't know if they've been done. Stop putting that face at me. It doesn't work on a podcast.
Sorry, gee face.
We touched on it last time. We both went like that. Touched on it last time. The cars and coffee.
Yes.
We went, didn't we?
Yeah, we went. No one else did.
And I don't just mean John. No one else went.
Yeah.
We did say the one, because we talked about it, a local track, local karting track, Mansell's, which is still called Mansell's now. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't know.
A Yugoslavian's bought it or something, kidding?
Ukrainian.
Ukrainian, sorry.
So, in other words, the American government's bought it.
Yep. Very quiet, wasn't it?
Yes.
But not very well advertised.
No.
Also Mother's Day.
Yes.
And the weather wasn't great.
And the weather did suck.
And the weather wasn't great. I scratched the fuck up my car, didn't I?
Oh, man. Drove the lanes up there. Car is covered in shit. First thing he does, and the lads at the gate were laughing when they saw him doing it. They fucking were, because they were like, what's this fucking idiot doing?
They didn't know. They wouldn't know scratch cards from a shiny car. They were all thick.
Thick. First thing he does, bearing in mind the car is covered in grit and twigs and God knows what else.
Car and spit.
Yeah.
Blood. Blood and soil.
Fur.
Oh, hairy.
The residue from duct tape.
Lime. First thing he does is
Essence of shovel.
Get some quick detailer out the boot. Sprays on the car, gets a microfiber out, and starts scratching the unholy fuck out of his car. And me, Pete, and Benny are stood there like, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
My valet told me to do this. It's like,
he did. I don't think he knew that I was going to be driving on shitty, horrible lanes. Probably, hopefully. I hope for his sake. Headlight issues. Pete was there.
Pete was there.
Benny was there. Good old Benny Bass.
Yep.
But no, it was good to... I mean, we had a laugh, didn't we?
Yeah, a bit of a brekkie.
There was a Z3M coupe.
Yes, clown shoe.
Bread van.
Yeah,
other strange names are available. Pretty much it. There's a Ropio D46 there. There's a Ropio D90 there. There's a shit Octavia there.
Yeah. There's Benny's E30 there. That was quite nice.
It was actually nice to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Lot of money into that, he is.
Is he?
I think he's paid for Asbury's next 10 Christmases.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Put his kid through college and she ain't anywhere near it yet.
Yeah. And he hasn't even got a child. Yeah. He's got to move to America first, which he can do now. What else is worth mentioning? Breakfast was good.
Breakfast.
None of us like tomatoes.
Nope.
None of us like mushrooms.
Nope.
Yeah, that was a bit of a washout, and they've not advertised the next one at all. So
it'll probably be similar.
I mean, fuck it, it's not hard to advertise something on Facebook, is it? I mean, I'm not even funny. We do that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
To give you an idea, we do that. We don't do anything else. Barely even talk properly.
No.
I mean, we do advertise it to the same 5 people every time, but you know.
Well, you won't share fuck all.
I don't know anybody.
He will once I have.
Yeah, I noticed that. He was dead against it till you did. And he's changed his settings so I can't see nothing on his fucking Facebook.
No, I changed that ages ago and I genuinely can't figure out how to unchange it.
How many breaths too many did I take that day or something?
About half.
I
genuinely can't work out how to... Because you're not blocked, but I don't know what I've done. Fuck those.
What would I have done, though, to annoy...
You must have... Is it something to do with the friendship setting? Because you can do it like...
Well, I don't want to be disingenuous.
So how do you change this thing to acquaintance?
How do I change this to fuckwit I'm acquainted with?
Fuckwit I keep trying to escape from, but he keeps setting up podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Keeps insisting on seeing me every 2 weeks.
I invited you over today?
Yeah.
I didn't get invited, by the way.
Because yeah. You were working, you fucking melon.
I had the day off, actually.
Is that what you got your jumper on, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He just wears that.
What is that you're wearing? It's like is that a polo jumper?
Basically, yeah.
That's really confused me.
I have no idea where they came from, but I really like them.
Well, someone ordered them, I think. Probably. He's coming to work one day and there's a mysterious item of clothing.
Basically, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I came in and there were some jumpers on my chair. I was like, got them. I've had them for years, I don't like them. And I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, the design didn't catch on.
I like it. I'd like having an open neck. Show a bit of...
Do you have a hairy... You're not hairy at all, are you?
Not really.
Well, there's some in there, mind.
Yeah, really? I've shaved that, I'm not going to lie.
You shave it?
I trimmed it.
Why?
Because it gets really long.
Really? You don't strike me as the type. You can't grow a beard to save your life, though.
We've been through this a million times.
Yeah, and what's my memory like?
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah. I just cannot remember. There's certain bits that won't grow.
No, I just don't like having a beard. I shave every day. That's from shaving this morning.
Yeah, but how can you... What's so bad about having a beard that you have to shave every day, though?
I don't like the way it feels.
It's uncomfortable for a bit, and then it goes away.
Yeah, but I can't cope with the for a bit.
You'd suit a beard.
No, I wouldn't.
How'd you know?
Because I'm fat.
Yeah, but that's why I've got one. Hides all my chins.
Fuck that.
The Turks took too much off one time. I looked fatter as fucker. Honestly, he cut it right where my double chin joins. So it looked like a two-tone fucking photo five. And it just looked fucking stupid. Rarer than it is now. Yeah.
I just...
What colour's your beard?
What colour?
Mm.
Probably white now.
Probably.
But ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, Father Christmas looking motherfucker.
Is that why you don't grow a beard?
Yeah.
Beard keeps sitting on your lap.
Yeah.
And a bottle of rum.
You
like a bottle of rum as well, don't you?
Yeah. I drink too much rum.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Every time I see rum, I think of you.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Honestly.
Should we maybe steer this back towards the cars?
Probably. No, I think this episode's just a fucking goner. I think we just chat shit now.
About what, though?
But you've got notes about cars, so
yeah, but
have at it.
What were we talking about?
My beard, for some reason.
No, before all that got silly. Cars and coffee.
My jumper.
Cars and coffee.
Yeah, because you two did stuff without inviting me.
Fuck! Oh, we invited you on air.
No, today.
Well, we scared that tricked.
Yeah, see?
Guess who won?
I didn't get an invite. Not Niall.
No.
Did he bring his magnetic one? Meg.
Yeah. Went way too fast, got smacked in the balls by
I did smack myself in the balls with my own car. It's like, oh!
It came and I'm. Oh, fuck! He got an 80s Lotus Formula 1 car to the nads.
Camel livery.
Brilliant.
Into your camel toe.
Wow.
Ball vagina.
Moose knuckle.
Moose knuckle. I do like a moose knuck. So are we done with Cars and Coffee? Basically, we went to Cars and Coffee. Pretty
gave
dead.
Up and then went to another Cars and Coffee.
Yep, which had people at it. I almost didn't get parked. Look at that twat in that Bentley.
I was about to bring him up.
Jesus Christ.
He came over, right?
He sent his son over for a start.
I reckon, do you want an honest opinion? I reckon the dad, I had no dealings with him, was sound. The boy cunt.
Yeah, probably.
Although, the boy waved at me.
Did he?
Yeah. You know when you have to leave, you have to turn left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that like it's obvious?
I mean, I don't even know what the fucking story is here.
Refuel.
Yeah.
When you leave, you have to turn left.
Yeah.
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 Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Why are you acting like that then? Because you can't leave places and go right, you know?
Just fucking keep on talking.
So you leave and you have to go left. Right? John?
No, left.
Left or right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, Rob.
So you go left. Okay? No, not K, John.
Left, yeah?
Yeah, left.
Right.
There's
right.
a roundabout, and if you want to go right, but you can't go right because you have to go left, you have to go down to the roundabout. What? All the way around and come back again. And as he came back, he waved up at me. You don't know who he is, but I'm just saying now. So.
Rude cunt.
He was, wasn't he? Or do you mean me?
Both of them.
Okay.
You and that skinny posh cunt.
So, we're all sat around, all drinking cans of Monster. We forced Benny to buy us. Because we did, didn't we?
I mean, there is some context to this. Is I was the only space in the place was vacated by Nissan Micra.
Yeah.
And it was right next to a fucking Bentley Continental. So I had to park very close to the Bentley.
Bear in mind, there was no space.
None.
That argument we had about how there's no space up there, I was very wrong.
Caught a bit that hurt.
Ah. Very wrong. I looked, I was like, fuck. I mean, admittedly, it was a motorsport day, so there's a lot of like sprinters of massive trailers on the back. But I was like, fucking hell, this place is smaller than I remember it being.
Yeah.
So I do take that back, I do apologise. The boat turned up and said, are you booked in for breakfast? I was like, No, but I'll have one if you're bothering. And you looked at my belly then.
No, I didn't.
All right, you sort of went like that.
No, I honestly didn't.
Okay, close to the mic. So, Bulge is definitely looking at it now. So, and I was like, no, he went, space. I was like, I ain't gonna, Mother's Day, so I was like, I ain't going to be here long, pal, makes a difference. He was like, back in a minute. And basically just like, left us in some sort of open space and basically booked everyone in.
Then he comes over to me and goes, I haven't got any space, mate. Like,
he said, I haven't got any space, man.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm kind of here with those two that you've just parked.
Yeah. If you think I'm leaving and going left, you can fucking think again.
Yeah, I'm going right, motherfucker. And it was basically like, you know what, I'll go then. It's all right, fine. And the guy walks past, goes, oh, I'm going now, mate. I was like, oh, happy days. So I followed him round, and him and his, like, two kids getting a Nissan Micra. I was like, for fuck's sake.
I think one of the kids was driving it.
I was like, it couldn't have been some like a normal size car.
Yeah. I don't know. Same sort of size as a Skoda Octavia.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Octavia size would be fantastic.
Yeah. Right, I got it in the space, obviously, but there was no room to the car next to me.
Well, you're good at parking
Bentley.
Big things into small spaces, aren't you? Being a lorry driver.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, got out. And I was keeping an eye out for matey going over to the Bentley. So I go,
yeah.
I haven't done that on purpose. There was an Nissan Micra in here. I didn't have any choice. So I was keeping an eye out, but obviously I missed him go over there. And his lad comes over, and he's just this posh twat, basically.
I tell you who he was like. Tim, nice but dim.
But he wasn't nice. He was very fucking rude.
Please tell me you know who Tim, nice but dim is.
Harry Enfield character.
Oh, right, okay.
Off the 90s.
No, that's fine. The reason that I pulled that face is because there is a guy in Exeter.
Called Tim.
He's nice, but dim.
Nice? Yeah.
A bit dim.
Well, that's what Dad and I call him.
But please let me know why.
Yes, yeah, but to start with...
Oh, you're the same guy.
In my head, I was like...
Yeah.
But Tim,
I thought, how
Bentley.
The fuck do you know that, Tim?
Like, is that why you look so confused?
Yeah. I was like...
God's sake.
How would you have known that, Tim? And then also known to say to me,
yeah.
He's nice but dim.
No, I meant the actual Harry Enfield character.
Yes, yeah, apologies.
He came
yeah.
over goofy, wasn't he?
He was a bit goofy.
Not that there's anything wrong with being goofy. In case you're listening, you happen to be goofy and your dad owns a Bentley and you
or your
to listen.
Nickname's been Goof Troop and you're a copper for years.
Fucking hell.
PC Shingut.
Who?
No names.
That's what John said. You were there going, oh, no names, and you're doing this, and John goes,
oh, yes.
Shingut?
What was his name?
Leg.
Oh, yeah. Shingut. I forgot about that. My memory's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I told
God,
you.
We should discuss remember? That.
So, yeah.
But honestly, he came and went, who's in, what was it he said?
Who's in the Skoda?
Who's in the Skoda? We'd be like,
and before I had a chance to go, ask me, I'll move it, he'd gone, you need to move it.
No, like, he did say please, but...
I missed the please, in fairness, yeah. So I was immediately like...
But, what I will
fucking
say...
Cunt.
Is he said please, but he might as well not have bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
well,
tone,
can you move it, please?
Everything.
Right, I said, is it yours, mate? He went, yeah. I said, don't worry, we can fucking tell. Luckily, he didn't hear.
What was he going to fucking do if he did?
Fuck all, well, wave at me later, because he's scared.
But
he got in that Jag, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, it was an XJS there as well. Piece of crap.
It was all right. I like an XJS. Meant to hear engines, you know.
Were they? Mm. Yeah, I know. yeah, so that was a bit like...
Adam Mosley was there, wasn't he?
Dickhead. Yeah.
Chick.
Yeah.
He was doing Castle Coombe the next day. It's well annoying because I was talking to him and some guy came in and talked to him and I had to walk away. But anyway. I was most annoyed. But yeah. We had a good day, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a good sort of morning, afternoon out.
I mean, we discussed refuel a lot. I don't know if you've seen, but refuel's having its fifth birthday.
Yeah,
and they're going
August.
Old school refuel. Mm. Or 18th.
I'm off, so that's fine. I can
thought
do that.
You were. I could smell some of it. what else? I mean, are you taking any notes this week, or is it just me again?
Well, I am taking the Cayman tomorrow to finally get that short shifter fitted.
How long have you had it?
September.
Nothing happens over winter anyway, does it?
No.
I mean, it's a perfect time to get stuff done to your car.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love it when you do that.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to take the Cayman to... So the thing is that we've had a We had a 9...
Oh, yeah.
981 spider here for a little
bit.
Was
it 981?
It was, definitely. Oh, okay. Yeah. We had a 981 spider here for a little bit of development work.
What sort of development work?
Exhaust, mainly.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
So, I took Andy back to Honiton. Because that is where he resides or works, should I say.
This is SPS, man.
SCS, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, man.
So salesman.
took him back there. And I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to ask, like, out of curiosity.
Do you fit car parts here?
do you work on Porsches?
Do you know anything about cars?
How are your sofas?
Is there a sale on?
Still.
Always.
Everlasting sale.
And I thought, I'll just ask. I thought, yeah. Because I don't really know what I'm doing with the... I'm sure I'll work it out. It's only nuts and bolts. Can't be that hard, can it? Probably be a bit fiddly, do the cables, but it can't be that hard, can it?
Yeah, you said that about my...
Turns out you got to take the engine out.
You said that about the back brakes on your Golf GTI, didn't you?
Yeah, sort of. Except I was like, it's rear brakes.
Yeah.
Be right. That I've done them on every car I've ever owned ever, since ever.
Mm.
What's going to be difficult about Mark V Golf?
Everything.
All of the things. So anyway, I thought, how much do you reckon it would cost for you to fit short shifter and cables? And he said, which one have you got? And I said,
you said a Porsche.
Yeah.
Yellow.
The yellow one that I bought from you. This key. Much as I know.
This short shifter.
So I said, numeric stuff. And he went, oh, yeah. He said, yeah, we fit them. Yeah.
I hope so.
He said, did you say cables as well? I said, yeah. Yeah, that's the bit I don't know how to do, really, but should be okay. And he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he said, well, probably 2.5 hours. And I was like, oh.
Fine, bad.
And he said,
cage.
Yeah.
Does that mean cage?
Yeah.
Or was I not meant to say that in case tax man's listening?
He was like, 100?
Fucking hell.
I was like, oh, I'd be fucked if I'm getting out of bed on a Saturday.
If I can just
wheel it over to you and go,
this is what I mean.
Unresponds. Thank you very much.
Hit the shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't understand why you don't do that more often.
I enjoy it.
Do you though?
Well, I've started doing garage stuff.
Because
you stopped for a bit, didn't you?
The transmission mounts, I'm just going to carry on talking. The transmission mounts that I decided to fit myself, I actually enjoyed that job.
Yeah, that one.
It was rewarding.
Mm. It was what?
Rewarding. Because I didn't know what I was doing necessarily.
Neither do I.
Mainly because I've never done transmission mounts on a 987 Cayman before. But how hard can it be?
Famous last words.
And I jacked the car up, and I thought, oh, those things there, up, not off.
It was the noise the chair made, I liked more.
It's like the doors can.
I thought, how hard can it be? And it turns out, not very that hard.
Mm. Yeah.
It's quite a rewarding little job to do.
It would have been almost 100% a harder job, getting the airbox out of that fucking car.
Yeah.
I've never had to cut an airbox into bits to get it out of a car before.
Fucking no, really? Not worth much second hand, then, I'm guessing.
No.
Not anymore, no.
When you said you've been doing some garage bits, have you been helping out in a garage?
No. I've been using garages to do jobs.
Oh, I see.
Because I just don't want to. Like, I'm quite capable of doing a CV boot. I just don't want to.
No, fuck that.
Because it's a horrible
CV
fucking job.
CV boot is a horrible job.
Horrible fucking job.
Saying this for years.
But I did service it the other day, so I did oil and filter and all that sort of crap.
Would you service my car? If I bought the bits that came out into your house and
well, the Inani.
And we made a day of it, would you service it? You don't want to, do you?
No.
I would.
I know you would, mate.
But mainly because I got the ramps.
Yeah. It's a lot easier for John to do it.
I mean, it's not that much harder for you to do it.
Kind of is. Rolling around on the floor, jacking the fucking thing up.
Making sure it's safe.
Well, that's only one job. That's only
well, you fucking
you
do it,
do
then.
That bit.
I don't do any of it.
We'll point the bolt at you.
Yep.
And go, just undo that fucker.
Fucker.
How do I get to that? Well, you're going to have to jack it up for you 10 foot.
It's higher if I fucking lie under it than if I stood under it. How fat have I got to be?
It's like episode of Family Guy when Brian throws the fruit around Peter and he's got his own orbit. Yeah, so I thought, I'm not even going to stress about it.
For 100 quid, why would you?
No, you would, but yeah.
Fuck that.
Why would you?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
So
I mean, if it was like, yeah, 500 quid, you'd be like, well, I'll give it a go myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, also, you have a luxury of it being your second car. So if it does go to absolute fucking anusville.
As long as it's not in the way here.
Yeah,
it's
and
not a huge comes, drama.
And also, you can just wheel it over there. And go,
yeah.
Nick, is it Nick?
Yeah.
Nick, give that hooker. Different Nick, come here.
No, Nick, Nick doesn't really want to work on the Cayman.
Yeah, but if you were stuck,
yeah,
he would. I mean, if you didn't have a choice, he would, wouldn't he?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Or you'd just say to sofa people, SFC or whatever they're called. FOC.
SCS sofas.
FCS, whatever, yeah. You'd say, come get your fucking truck. They got a recovery truck?
Oh, well, I just ring Tony.
There LVL. You go, LVL.
Yeah, say, Anthony, old boy.
Come rescue me again.
Again!
We were talking about RAC prices, because I've just cancelled my RAC membership.
Have you?
Yep. Do you know why?
Bold move.
He likes living dangerously, doesn't he?
Well, I like living the opposite of dangerously for a while, because it turned out I had both RAC and AA.
Oh, nice!
The best of both worlds, really, if you can call it that.
Shit side of the same coin.
Yeah, that. That.
That doesn't really work, but it's a fantastic thing. Because it doesn't work, does it?
No.
No. It is the lesser of two evils, isn't it? But, yeah. I'm probably causing more headaches by going with both of them. Phone them both up, they both give me a shit excuse. You're not pregnant, so I'm going to be 6 hours.
Or if it's RAC, they'll go, you're not in a Land Rover or a Jaguar, forget it, we're not picking you up.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Or if they are the RAC, they say, well, your engine's blown up on the side of the motorway.
Nah.
We'll send a recovery driver out, but you'd have to pay some mates to come down with a jack and some tools. We can actually put it onto our low loader. Why am I paying you £45 a month? That's one of the reasons. So I'm paying them £45 a month.
Mm. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Say it again. £45 a month.
I was pissy about £23 a month.
Yeah, have you just cancelled yours or whinged?
No, I'm going to say, nah, I ain't paying that.
Hopefully they do the sky trick and go, please don't leave.
Yeah.
Which DriveCrate have been doing to me every fucking day, by the way, since I've left any road. And yeah, I've got RAC breakdown cover through my bank, and I have done for the last 2 years.
Oops.
So, that's been cancelled.
Oh, well.
Yeah, fuck. Something else I was going to discuss with you.
Yeah.
Can I say his name wrong? Marcelo Gandhi.
Mahatma.
Flip-flop.
Marcelo Gandini. Know who he is?
Car designer.
Well, I mentioned he was fucking Browners in the group chat, and none of you responded.
Sad demise.
Do you know who he is?
Oh, no.
I think he did, like, the Countach. And
can I tell you some cars this man has designed?
Please do. Enlighten me.
Well, I'm going boy. To.
Did he do the Miura?
Well, I'll fucking tell you, mate, if you shut up.
Did you do the Kia Rio 5?
He done. The Bugatti EB110.
Ooh.
The Dacia Sandero.
A Lamborghini Diablo.
Okay. That doesn't work on a podcast. A
Lamborghini Countach. The Miura.
Yeah, I thought he did.
The Urocco.
Urocco.
The Stratos. Fucking handsome car. The Dino.
Original one? Yeah.
308 GT4.
Yeah. Is that the original? No, that's not the original. That's the wanky 80s one, the wedge of cheese, isn't it? From the 10 grand supercar challenge on Top Gear back in the day.
We've got a question on the Instagram.
Fucking hell.
One.
From my brother.
Oh,
here we go.
He doesn't even listen anyway.
No, I know. But like, if I tell him he gets a shout out, he'll listen to the whole fucking thing.
Okay.
Would you rather be on minimum wage for the rest of your life or get £1 million every year, but a snail chases you and if it touches you, you die?
What? Risk to reward. That's quite good.
You can't sleep though, can you?
Yeah.
It'll catch up with you.
Well, if it's followed me, if it's followed me from Wellington to here, I'll wait for it to get very close just before bed. Back home. I got 12 hours of sound sleep in my £1 million.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Here's the other thing.
Just keep moving.
Moving on.
Says if it touches you, presumably if you touch it, you die.
Mm.
Your car's Pirelli, however.
You own it.
Crunch. Fuck you.
Right, you're an inch in your dad. No.
The Ofcom dilemma.
Back to old fucking Browner's dead. Sad demise. The Tommaso Pantera.
Oh, that's a cool car.
That is a cool car.
I should have done this as Bulge's car. I'll tell you what, I might do that at the game. The Lamborghini Espada. The Alfa Romeo Montreal.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice car. Yeah.
I can't work out if this thing's beautiful. The ugliest car I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
They're a mishmash of different things, but
I like
yeah.
Them. I like a Montreal.
Because they've got headlights that cover up, haven't they, on the Montreal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, like a Dodge Charger.
Alfa Romeo Cabaro.
Kebab.
Caribo.
$17.50 for a Aribo fucking Star kebab.
Alfa Romeo Aribo Star Mix.
Alfa Romeo Tang Spastis.
Alfa Romeo Starbo Ari Mix.
EX24 Phosphorus.
Piss and thing is full of maggots. I've not heard any of these cars and they all look exactly the same. I don't think he was a very good designer. But a Maserati...
I think he had a thing.
Comes in.
Yeah,
comes in two colours. the Fiat X19. Kim, beautiful car.
Oh, build quality.
Maserati Quattroporte 2.
Okay.
The Maserati Quattroporte 4. The Maserati Ghibli 2.
Dribbly, yep.
Return of the Dribs.
Maserati Nile.
The... Sounds like a curry. The Maserati Shamal.
It's a
caravan.
I don't know that one.
It's a caravan, isn't it?
No, they were...
It's an Overlander GL. Citroen BX.
Nice.
A bit left field, that one, wasn't it? It's like Maserati, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Citroen. Renault 5 Turbo.
Turbo 2 or GT Turbo? Ooh, GTT.
Audi 50.
Fucking hell.
Polo.
I was going to say, that's a Polo.
A BMW Salad Garnish.
What?
A BMW Garmish.
Never heard of it.
A Garmish. Am I saying it right, John? Garmish.
That is fuck ugly.
Yeah, I know.
Looks like there's a bit of E24 at the back of it.
It looks E21-ish.
It looks like a Saab 900.
It does, yeah. It looks like an E21.
It's even got three spokes, isn't it?
No, they look like fucking... What are they called?
P-slots.
Pepper pots.
Oh, the E12 BMW 5 Series.
Oh, that's nice.
And, yeah, probably more, I reckon. There you go. Dead's fuck.
Did he do the M1?
Dead's a clat.
What?
Dead's a clat.
What's that mean?
It's a clat of mud.
Oh, is it?
Dead.
Is it dead?
I think it's dead.
Did he do the M1?
No, that was... Gugetto Guijuara.
Gugiaro,
yeah, that's what I just said.
Wasn't, but okay.
Near enough.
Near.
Meg!
Yeah, he's dead.
Sad
this demise. Episode's been dire, isn't it?
You can't win them all, mate.
No.
And we would do a shit one. Have you noticed every time we do a... fantastic episode.
Yeah.
The following episode is honestly
nose dives.
Talk about highs to low.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is quite interesting.
Oh. To who?
Is it a fucking quiz?
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Oh, question one. No, John, you were quite supportive about this. I think you both are, actually. A couple of Saturdays ago, I got asked by a friend of mine. Oh, quiz.
Carry on with the story.
No, I don't want to do the quiz now.
Yeah, no, you got tell the story to start with.
Okay. Okay, let's slag him off.
Go about on, what?
An annoying skinny girl. And his dick's massive.
Yeah, everybody knows that, though.
Yeah, I know. No one's seen it, though, have they? I mean, I have.
I expect most of his family have. He was born in Tiverton, wasn't he?
No, I was born in Tiverton. He lived there. See, the same joke for 10 years. We've forgotten which order it goes in. Was I born wherever you... But
I thought he was born in Tiverton.
Nah. He lived in Tiverton. I was born in Tiverton. They knocked the hospital down, built a Pizza Hut there. Yeah, Domino's. So.
Domino's. I was born in Tiverton.
Well, same hospital?
Well, yeah, probably not on the same day, though.
No, you're considerably older than me.
Considerably.
In my head, you are.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better. And you've achieved a damn sight more than I have. So I'm like, oh, he's so much older than me. Yeah, 6 months. So basically, yeah, I'll get on with it. Bulge, how long are you going to be? Fan-fucking-tastic. A couple of Saturdays ago, I got asked by a friend of mine if I could give him a lift to... Yeah. Asked if I could give him a lift and then said if I wanted to, I could help out driving the minibus, taking the customers from the car park to the track.
Is this that day you specialised in the under-17s?
No, that's every day.
Oh, okay.
And basically, it was with... I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but you have now because you've spoken about it. Every Man Racing?
I hadn't heard of it,
have
no.
You, did you not, genuinely?
No, genuinely.
Because they've been going for a long time. They're like the original supercar experience day people.
OG.
So yeah, they basically specialise in driving experiences. Everything from, well, as Bulge said, they do a 13 to 17 year old driving thing. So if you're not old enough to drive on the road, you can book a day with them and drive on an airfield or around a track or in a car park, whatever the fuck it is. You can also drive various supercars from Porsches, Ariel Atoms, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, that sort of thing. Audi R8s, V8 and V10. Mm-hmm. You can also be given a hot lap in them. Like a flying lap with a professional driver. They also do all sorts of random other things as well. It's amazing. They do like a rally driving sort of experience, single seater experience, truck driving experience, which I think you do every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Fan. And they let you blast the horn as well.
Do they?
Yeah, because someone fucking made me jump. And I actually went, hey! Because I fucking left.
Time!
Huh? What do you mean, get off? Yeah, and movie cars as well. They say movie cars. It's not the cars.
No.
You know, you can drive a Supra that's orange and got a finger down the side. But you can drive a Dodge Charger.
There's some really burnt pork scratchings in the front seat.
I'm proud of that one.
That was nasty.
Jesus.
Why pork scratchings? Jewish.
No. It wasn't an anti-Semitic joke.
Semitic.
It was a joke because he's fried. We fried beef.
Because he's fried. But yeah, you can drive like a Dodge Charger, the Supra, as I said. What does Starsky and Hutch have?
Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Things like that.
God, I don't want to drive one of them. Yeah. On an experience. Might,
I reckon the Scania would handle better.
Yeah, I reckon.
Be faster
so.
As well.
Probably.
A damn sight more modern, anyway.
Yeah.
It's like leaf springs front and back. But anyway. Yeah, so I asked if I could give him a lift there. And I basically drove the minibus all day. Wasn't particularly interesting, but to me, it was the most interesting thing I've ever done. Because I get the fizz just passing. And I'll be honest, John, you've probably been exposed to too many nice cars through your job that they're just a bit tenderpenny to you, to a point.
Depending on what it is the honest answer.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
I don't know what I
was
going to say.
Was the inside Cypress Hill?
Anyway, I don't understand the jokes.
Go on, Bose, explain.
No.
Okay. You're just sat there with your arms folded, you miserable fucker. I mean, Aston Martin, did that sort of do anything? I mean, I know,
oh, yeah.
I know you liked Aston. It, but do you sort of... Whoa.
Yeah, I love an Aston.
Well, there you go then, perfect example.
I do like an Aston.
And you get to drive them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
But you've driven... Let's have it right. You've driven some very nice cars.
Yeah. Yeah. I've driven some very fast cars as well.
What's the nicest thing you've driven? If you can, and not to water it down in any way, shape or form, but through work, what's the nicest thing you've driven?
That's quite a tricky question, actually, because that Lotus Emira that we had here drove very nicely, but there was this overwhelming sense of, I think this is going to have problems, like a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And I know it's the old, oh, lots of trouble, usually serious, it's a Lotus, ha ha ha. But genuinely, it felt... There was something about the car that made me think...
Well, load of old horse shit.
I think something's going to go wrong with these cars
a
lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, too much electricery that wasn't good enough. But...
A bit Norfolk-y.
One thing that I will say is the DB11 was no better for that.
Really?
And the more I've sort of read about DB11s and DB12s, the more they are... It is apparent... That they are full of
strollisms.
of issues. That they don't stop you driving the car and they don't stop you enjoying the car. But the problem is that, like, one of the main things that I can tell is that, like, the radio always turns itself back up when you turn off the car. So if you, like, for me, when I drive to and from work, I turn the radio down when I get to where I'm going.
Helps you see better.
No, not that. just when I've parked, I turn the radio down so that when I get in the car, I don't go, oh, fuck me, that was loud.
Oh, right, sorry, I thought you turned it down out of courtesy for the people around you.
Oh, no, fuck.
Give a fuck.
Give a fuck.
I own this house, motherfucker. Pull up, make some noise, I will.
Yeah, come and moan at me, motherfucker. I'll put it in sport mode when I come home. I'll go down the estate. Rum, ba 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 ba. With the radio muted. Is that better?
Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Trailing a bloke, with a bloke trailing him in a fucking white Fiesta.
Do you know I am?
From what I can gather, the DB11s are full of issues like that with all the customised settings.
Right.
All the resetting. Shit Aston Martin have fucked around with, basically.
Resetting every time. So, like, you change the ambient lighting to whatever colour and brightness you like. And then when you get in the car and it's night time, you turn the lights turn on, they're back to standard, white, this brightness. So then you fuck around. And you
it's like someone's left the ground wire off a stereo.
Yes, yeah, exactly that. You've got to retune it every
bass,
time.
Treble, set all your favourite radio stations up.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Ear room.
Demo mode.
Demo. Oh, my God.
Yeah, JVC. Brilliant.
Because you're on your phone. No, mate, that's just the fucking stereo blinding me. Fucking demo mode, me.
Yeah, so, you know...
The price of those have dropped out their fucking ass for a start. Because you kept banging the drum of, oh, I'd rather have a DB11 over an M4. And I thought, oof. I mean, the thinking man wouldn't, because they're like 170 grand new.
And well, DB11?
Yeah.
I don't think they're quite that.
Yeah, 160, 170.
For a DB11 or a DB12, are you talking?
What's the one you were working on recently?
An 11.
An 11 then, yeah. New, they're 170 grand.
V12 one, though.
Nope. V8.
I don't think they'd be anywhere near that.
But second hand, they're like 60 grand. Like 2-3 years
old.
Yeah,
but honestly...
Shit. Yeah.
Honestly, drive the two cars and tell me you wouldn't buy the Aston.
Oh, trust me.
Regardless of the depreciation.
And I'm a fucking... I don't even know this, but I quite like a BMW. I don't know if it's been mentioned before.
Yeah.
But I probably reckon I'd get in the Aston Martin. Any bum pointing at me could buy a fucking Beamer. This is an Aston Martin.
Yeah.
But the thinking man, you don't buy an Aston Martin with your head.
No.
You buy it with car. No. You buy it with
your wallet.
Yeah. Or your heart.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're worth these
days. Or your drug money.
But no, so the Emira was very nice, like as in just the general way that it drove.
No, I mean nicest as in...
like the most fancy.
I don't want to say the word fancy, but like what's the most... fuck, I haven't got one of those.
Or yet. Most expensive.
Exotic. Let's say exotic.
Ferrari? 488 Pista.
Ooh.
Was probably...
oh, fuck me.
Probably one of the most... probably was the most expensive one. I mean, we just had that... I don't know if I can say that.
Oh, really?
We just had a certain car here. You might add genuine, you might have to beep that.
Really? That's cool, man. How cool are we? I mean, we are by proxy.
I don't think I can say that. So
why can't you tell us?
Because there aren't very many of them in the country.
Right, and
world. And
I'll bleep it. What is it? What the fuck's that? I thought it was. Fuck. Yeah. That's a lot of beeping I have to do now. Can't. Beep another one.
So we had one of those.
Redacted.
Yeah. Which was... They're not like... I say not silly money. For the type of car that they are, they're not silly, silly money. I believe they're only about 280.
That'll, yeah, chump change.
Yeah.
Last my dad running for the bus.
But then, you know, you have... You have things like... You have things like 911 Turbo S's and whatever. We've had plenty of them in. And to be honest, I know I'm a big Porsche fan, and it's the same with you BMWs, that you won't take no for an answer kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't like them, you've never driven them. It's as simple as that.
I'll be honest with you. I don't have an opinion on Porsches. I think some of them look nice. I know some of them are fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to own one. Don't get me wrong. But it's mainly because I haven't driven one.
Yeah.
That I can't... I don't get as...
yeah.
Giddy over it as like you and Wolves do.
No. And I mean, obviously, you know, we've had the last two models of M3/4 cars here.
Yeah.
When they were new, you know, so obviously we had an F80.
Yep.
Here, like when it was very new, and then the G body when it was only a few months old.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've had all of that stuff as well. The Lamborghinis and stuff that we've had here that we've not... We had a LP670, which is a Merce, isn't it?
Is that the last?
The last of the Merces.
Last of the Merces, wasn't it, I think? Yeah.
Which was horrid, and I mean horrid.
Well, a lot of Diablo
drive.
In that car as well, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of... We're not quite properly owned by Audi yet.
No, exactly.
About it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're wild Italians. This car's mental.
I drove it from here to Dulford. And, well, it's not even quite Dulford. It's next to no... It's just past a keeper's cottage, basically.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which for those of you that don't know, yeah. For those of you that don't know, is approximately 2 miles.
Yeah.
And it was about 1¾ miles too far.
Really?
Oh, I hated it. It's horrid.
The Gallardo
couldn't see out of it.
Can't see out of it. It's too wide. It's too heavy. The seating position is all wrong. It is built for a 5 foot something Italian man, not a 6 foot overweight.
I didn't drive it, did I?
Not a 6 foot overweight English man.
Racist.
And I just. I don't like the persona of it on the road.
Nah.
Because this is the difference. So when we've just had that DB11 in, doing the road testing on that car, and I did a lot of miles in that car, and you get a lot of people look at you.
Yeah.
But they look at you like, that's all right. Smart car, that.
Yeah.
Get in that Lambo, yeah. And they look at you, and the look is wanker.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you want to say to every single person that's looking at you,
it's not mine.
It's not mine.
Yeah, which makes you look even bigger wanker.
Yeah.
Why are you driving it then, prick? But
I mean, we had an MP4 here as well, didn't we? That when that was relatively
new. Yeah, when that was
new.
Quite new.
So some fair bits of metal then.
Yeah, and we've had an LP, an M... what is it? 570S?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we had a 570S as well.
Okay.
Which that was nice. That drove very nicely.
But, I mean, let's have a ride. Some fair bits of metal.
Oh, yeah.
See, I've not been around. The only exposure I've had to cars like that is when they've just passed me on the road.
Mm.
I like it when he's tired because he's funny. But he doesn't say anything.
No.
It's just all actions. What he done then was a man in a big long Mac flashing his genitals. Because I said, what did I say?
Exposed,
yeah. And he went, like that.
I don't think I needed explaining, but okay.
Well, because then it sounds like I'm just laughing at nothing.
You do laugh at nothing.
See?
Not as badly as I did.
Fuck me. I had to stop a whole recording because you laughed at nothing so much. But anyway, yeah, the only exposure I've had to those sort of stuff is just from seeing it on the road. The only time I've ever driven any sort of... I mean, I don't think I've got a bad car history. And I don't mean cars that I've owned. I mean experiences, things I've done, things I've gone through. I've driven a Nürburgring. I've done a couple of track days. I've owned a V8 manual. You know, it's all sort of, you know, boxes of...
Car guy stuff.
Yeah. Right? I've had all sorts of cars, blah, blah, blah. But as far as...
Exotic stuff.
Exotica goes.
And proper sporty.
Yeah, I've never been anywhere near it or had anything to do with it. I think my only experience of... I don't think I've even been in a passenger of anything like that, really. But I did do, ironically, many years ago, when I was about 22, I'd done an everyman racing experience.
Oh, right.
I went to Llandudno.
Yeah.
In Wales, I believe.
Never would have got that.
No, definitely not with that many fucking L's in the name. And I drove a Ferrari. Bear in mind, this is 2012. A 360. So...
Meh.
But still a Ferrari.
Prancing horse.
Still a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And a Lamborghini... Do you know which one it was?
Probably a Gallardo.
Gallardo. What's the one with the sort of like narrow headlights that come up?
Gallardo.
Yeah.
Gallardo.
Probably the sort of stubbier one.
Yeah.
Not a Merce. It would have been a Gallardo.
V10. Yeah, it'd be a Gallardo back then, wouldn't it?
You know, convertible. Drove them around the track. Was actually pleasantly surprised at how much shit you get to give them. Because I've heard stories that, I wasn't even allowed to go flat out and I had to keep changing up. So,
yeah.
Like that. I was very surprised at how much shit you could give them.
Mm.
But anyway, fast forward to me working this day. I'm just driving the minibus back and forth. Now, I'm a bit of a character. I think I'm funny. Definitely think I'm funnier than I actually am. But I was ferrying people around that were there to have a good day. They were there to have an experience and enjoy themselves. So everyone I picked up was in very high spirits.
Mm.
It's normally a birthday present that someone's got, or a Father's Day present, or anything like that.
Yeah.
So everyone's in a very good mood, and the whole family's there to see Dad drive some sports cars for the day. Bear in mind, I'm sharing the track with them, because it is done at Smeathall, which is a local airfield. Massive fucking runway kind of thing, isn't it, really?
Fair, yeah.
It's fair. I mean, it's no Gatwick, but... but as far as disused...
It's no Terminal 3.
Honiton's Gatwick.
But as far as, you know, disused airfields go, it's pretty big. And it's all coned off and everything else. But yeah. I'm sharing this sort of live track, if you want to call it that. Albeit I'm in a transit fucking minibus. But this is going to sound like I'm being a bit of a knob or like, all right, bud, calm down. But you can bet through these coned off chicanes they'd created, I was not slowing down and turning right and turning left and then turning right again. I was fucking racing, lining it through. And but like that to me, then having to pull over for Ferrari, fucking, even the 140i blasting past me on hot laps, going like a motherfucker until its diff blew up.
Yeah.
Right next to me as well. Went around this sort of like makeshift hairpin, pinned it.
The bag of spanners.
Oh, that sounded horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, genuinely just being around them was enough. The guy who was running the day said to me, how are you finding it? And I said, mate, I said, I'm not joking here. I said, I appreciate I'm just driving a minibus. I said, but I'm having the time of my life here. I'm absolutely in my element. He said, really? I was like, yeah, really. He said, well, if you want to help out more, by all means. He said, we'd love to add you. And basically, long story short, I am going to spend a few more days just driving the minibus.
Ferrying.
But then the next step is to basically go on one of their sort of in-house courses. It's not a particular, you know, it's not anything worth anything, but to them it is. And I'm going to work my way up the ladder. First rung is sitting next to the teenagers and going, right, feel the biting point. Okay, yeah, you've got control. And then they drive the car.
And that's how Niall ends up in prison.
I hope they're not listening. Of course they're not. Why would anyone be listening?
No one's listening.
Yeah, do that. And then, the next step, which to me would be enough, is taking people out on a demo lap so they can learn the course in a remapped 335D F30. BMW 335, yeah, basically 3 Series. They're pretty quick, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah.
So you take them out on a demo lap. Here, cone, yeah, keep checking your mirrors when you're doing this. Remember, it's not a race day, you're here for fun. Brake here, at this cone, turn in, all that sort of bullshit. And then you take them on a flyer so they can get used to sort of the speed.
Yeah.
And then they'll go and sit next to somebody in a
RA, Porsche, for RA, example.
Ferrari,
yeah.
Whatever they paid for. So the next step after the BMW stuff is to be the instructor in the passenger seat with somebody. So sitting in a Lamborghini all day, or an R8, or whatever, all day long, while people gun it up and down this runway. Then the next step is doing hot laps.
Yeah.
I think you start off at like R8, and then you have to work Aston Martin, then work your way up to the real fucking expensive shit. But that's the end goal.
Mm.
And it's a bit of a, he described it like a super license, like a racing thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, once you've done the minibus thing enough times, then you do the 17s. Once you've done that a couple of times, then it's demo days. If you get caught. So then that's that. So it's...
Yeah, sounds good.
And you get paid for it as well.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I keep forgetting I'm getting paid for it because it feels like I'm not doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. obviously, the main thing with that is that as long as the novelty doesn't wear off,
no.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
You know, because at the point it's tedious for you.
Yeah.
Then that's when you need to sort of walk away from it.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, look, I've fallen out of love with this for a minute. I'm fed up with people not listening to me.
I mean, I imagine there's probably a risk where I turn up, and last time I'd done the BMW demo days, so I'm turning up and doing fucking demo drivers. Oh, they've got 3 demo drivers and 2 demo cars. So, oh, you're on the 17th today. And I go, really? So I've spent a whole fucking Saturday, like, this is beneath me sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the good thing is as well, they don't just do it at Smeathop.
Yeah.
Brands Hatch, Silverstone, a whole host of racetracks.
Yeah.
So it's not just... around cone. I mean, admittedly, they do add their own chicanes to tracks, as you would.
Slow it down a bit.
To slow it down, as you would. Because these people are, I mean, some of the people I passed, I'm like, fucking hell, bro. I'm in a minibus transit with a Block D jar valve. Yeah.
Flash.
Flop a white van, man. Like, move! some bloke, this is not a brag in any way, shape, or form, but some bloke genuinely was not having it. It was my first day. He said, so, did you get to drive the cars in later? He said, you pulled a short stroke today, ain't you, son? I was like, yeah, mate, yeah. I had the same spiel with everyone all day, but that's what I'm good at, innit? The same shit over.
He loves a bit of repetition.
I do love a bit of repetition. Repetition is what I love. And he says, we get to drive the cars later then, boy? I said, dunno, it's my first day.
Is it ready, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hot chocolate orange. He said, this ain't your first day. I said, mate, seriously, generally it is. I said, honestly, my first day. He said, no, it's not. Fuck off. And I thought, because I was so good with the banner, he said, no way, mate. He said, you were millimetres away from that cone back there. And I said, yeah, I've driven before. Yeah. I said, this is my first time behind the wheel, mate. And he was like, And like, everyone was in hysterics, which obviously I loved. Feed my ego, baby. But it was just, honestly, such a pleasant experience.
He did 6 laps with those poor fuckers in it. They were laughing.
You lot seem to like me. Follow me. But no, honestly, I had the best day. And the thought of doing... Oh, fuck me. Where's the cable? The thought of...
I just went from bad to worse.
I know. But the thought of doing that on a sort of regular basis, to me, is just unbelievable.
Yeah,
to get the opportunity is fucking...
You know, I think fair play to being, you know, for... Not what you know, who you know.
Yeah, that's basically all it is.
Kind of scenario.
My mate's an instructor up there. He does the demo days. He and to the point, he's got a bit of money. But for him, he says, I don't even invoice them at the end of the month. I just do it for fun.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do I get paid? He's like, don't know. Obviously, I know now, but yeah, he just does it for the fun. And like I said, I mean, they put you through the courses and you can either pay for it or they just don't pay you for a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's all price to pay, isn't it? And I'm not being funny. I'm not saying it's going to get this far. I might not even last. I can't see why not, but there's a possibility I might not last out to get to the very end stage. But genuinely, I would be happy just to cap it at blasting around in a beamer all day.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd like to have some more.
I was going to say, the only problem with that, like, and not taking away from it, but a 335D or a 330D, whatever it is, it's not unobtainium, is it?
No.
Realistically, an Aston Martin
V8
Vantage or whatever it might be, it's not unobtainium,
but
it's really unlikely.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, it's all of the money you could muster together with borrowing as much money as you can stomach borrowing.
And then it breaks and you're bollocksed.
For only that car, you know, and that is the issue, isn't it? You know, like I wouldn't have borrowed loads of money to buy the Cayman.
No.
Because, well, if I'm going to borrow money, I'll borrow money to buy myself the nice daily that I want.
Yeah.
You know, and if I can stretch to buying the Cayman
afterwards
as well, then wonderful. But I'm not borrowing money to buy the Cayman.
Mm. No. You
know, I think a lot of what it is, though, as well, is like it's almost that sort of rental car mentality as well. Especially with the Beamers.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, because don't get me wrong, hanging beyond belief.
Yeah.
Hanging. I've never heard so many blungs come from one fucking vehicle.
Yeah.
The front end, he'd obviously bashed it into something. So you were getting fucking about 5 headlight errors.
Yeah.
Despite the fact they worked.
Yeah.
Like, you can see where you were going.
Connor.
Blung. Blung, group chat, blung. Right? Just fucking... And it was all just like headlight fucking positioning, headlight passenger bulb. All of this sort of stuff. And then it was all like fucking blung, this doesn't work, blung, ABS, blung, this, blung, that. I was like, fuck me. I was like, this thing's a dug.
Yeah.
But it was a tool at the end
of the day. It serves a purpose, doesn't it?
Literally, its job was to be beaten around this track. Yeah. And it was. But that's what you'd expect. But, a fantastic opportunity. Like I said, he's an instructor. He's at the demo level. And it just so happened to be time to move on. Yeah.
Time to go home.
Time to go home?
Definitely.
Well, fuck me, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Bah. Still a microphone there. It's not moved since I last whacked it. Let's check my list a minute. Says, go home.
Yeah, there you go.
One last thing. We started, I say we, it's only ever me, isn't it? I started, can we do the quiz? You shuffled them.
This is just like F1 quiz.
Yeah, fuck it. This could be the cool, no. Right, so very briefly.
I'm going to do 5 questions and that's it.
10.
No, 5.
10.
Who has the most wins in the Netherlands?
Verstappen?
No.
Hamilton?
No, Jim Clark.
No.
Makes sense.
Who has the most wins in Hungary?
Schumacher.
No.
Hamilton.
Yes.
Ah.
1-0 to me.
How many wins did Juan Pablo Montoya achieve in his career?
15.
9.
7. Oh.
I win. Close to 2-0.
Who won the 2008 Canadian GP?
2008?
Yes.
Alonso.
Button.
No.
No, it's 2009. Fuck.
Robert Kubica.
Oh, of course he fucking did. Old fucking limp hand.
Who was the predecessor of the Red Bull team?
Minardi. Oh, hang on. No.
Jaguar.
Nah. Bowles.
But that's one all, isn't it?
2-1. What's closest with the thingy question, Montoya?
The closest doesn't count.
I'm the ref. I win. All right, 1-1 then. Punk bitch.
Do a settler.
Hmm.
Where did Pierre Gasly score his maiden win?
Monza.
Yeah.
Monza.
If you tell me the year, then I will give you...
Right,
2020?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking got it. Well,
oh, my God. How did you guess that? Well, being shown the answer.
He's so competitive. It's really funny.
Honestly, with this one, I'm about to get onto this whole fucking Assetto Corsa thing. I wished I hadn't started.
Oh, yeah. Because Rob's going to spank both of us.
He's just going to win constantly.
He is.
How fast did you do, John?
Nil pois.
Archie went like fuck.
No, I can't get... I was so busy this weekend that I just did not have time to get on.
What absolute horseshit.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, Rob's going to fucking annihilate us.
I told you, I was full-time mummy on Saturday. All day.
Right.
And then Sunday, I had to go to in-laws.
To in-laws?
Yeah.
Why? Roast.
No, not well. Well, yes.
Roast there, obviously.
Comedy roast.
Who keeps ringing you?
Wend.
Why? Put him on air.
Hello?
Hello there, all right?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, I will lose you in a second, though.
Why'd you ring me?
I know.
William, say hi.
I'm on the fucking podcast.
What's on, Wend?
It's on, Wend.
If that's the case, I'll leave this and I'll speak to you.
Fucking spoil sport.
Okay, well...
You bunch of shit guns. Well, do you want me to ask questions, like, right now, or...?
Yeah, I've got a question for you, Wend.
Yep.
Hold on. Where did Pierre Gasly score his maiden win?
Ooh!
Probably someone is stupid, like some kind of like village go-karting.
To specify Formula One.
Yeah, it was Monza. Who won the 2022 British GP?
Dave.
Yes, you're right. Dave Carlos Sainz.
We should get him on.
We should.
Okay, well...
Right. Who's got the biggest knob? Niall Boulder.
You're useless buggers, then.
Yeah.
You ought to start telling some shit about your scuffle days, about some of the interesting things that happened with your 4x4s.
Yeah.
4x4s.
And maybe you ought to start talking about some 4x4s. I know we've spoken about Raymond's incidents, but perhaps you ought to talk about what are the better ones and why some trucks are so shit off-road.
Well, I mean, we can do that. We can do that. I mean, it would be entirely based on our opinions, which, why change a habit of a lifetime?
Exactly. X5, brilliant.
Well, yeah. I kind of thought that's what this podcast was about.
That's it. No point letting facts get in the way of a good story, is there?
Exactly.
Exactly that.
Okay, well, yeah.
Right.
Feel free to send me those pictures anyway, Wend.
Oi, oi.
Make sure you clean it first.
You send me the dollar.
Actually, no, John likes a bit of cheese. Leave it on there.
I've also got to apologise to Niall as well.
Oh, hello.
Don't do that.
I don't get those very often. What's up?
Well, I told you you're a fucking mug for spending all your drug dealing money into crypto.
Yeah.
It turns out now your crypto's coming good at last.
I told you. I knew someone messaged me kicking off about it. I forgot it was you.
Yeah, well, you were thick at the time because you put it in when it was high and then it went low, but it has actually now come back up to just beyond levels.
So. No, I tell you what, I bought into it when it was 18,000.
Yes.
And it's at what, 50? Well, it's hit 56.
There you are. See, there's hope yet.
There is hope, yeah. It's only taken 3 fucking years.
Yeah, and also you're not allowed to touch it because the British government stopped you from dealing in crypto. But other than that, it's all good.
Well, I don't listen to the UK government when it comes to what I do with my money, so...
How I conduct my life.
I was going to say, I didn't realise it was just your money that you listened to the UK government. I thought it was kind of basically anything to do with the UK government.
Just anything at all, yeah.
Involving driving and...
Age of consent.
between drug dealing nonsense and driving like whatever, then there's really no hope for you taking any part of the UK law.
He's mugged you right off.
That's why I want to move to the Philippines.
Sharia law, motherfucker.
I actually think this should be called the Lemonade Lifestyle Allegedly podcast because there's so much allegedly in what goes on. I think if if it was actually considered factually true, then there'd be a lot of people behind bars.
No, there's no facts in this.
Niall's not that fucking big. You can't call him a lot of people.
Just because you're skinny now, motherfucker. Don't come at me. Oh, God.
Right, you buggers. I'm going
to
leave you in peace.
Just to interject, sorry. I liked how you started off with, I must apologise to Niall, and then...
Cunting right off.
And then made me look a right knob.
Nonce.
Nonce speeding drug dealer. par for the course.
I picked up from this factually based podcast. I don't know where...
Oh, absolutely.
Like, everything you hear on the radio is true, so obviously I heard this on my radio, and it must be true. So.
Yeah, it must be. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Right, cheers, boys.
All right, mate.
Cheers,
mate.
Bye.
Cheers.
Key wanger out.
Let him have it, Wend.
God, I tell you what, this fucking episode's taking a turn.
Awful, isn't it?
It'd be right.
Bye.
You do really want to go, don't you?
Yeah, it's fucking late.
Right, let me quiz you then.
What were we about to do when Wend rung?
Right, your phone's too close.
Oh, yeah. The fucking Aesthetic Corsa thing.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I'll do that. Basically, I stole this idea. I'm not going to fucking wrap it up any other way. Stole this idea from the fantastic guys at Three Legs, Four Wheels, which I think 90% of our listener base is from.
Probably.
Green Beef being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact. I believe Shuffles.
No, I think he saw it on Kim's story or something. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, still not an OnlyFans link. God, thirsty. yeah, so basically what they do on Three Legs, Four Wheels, they're a Formula One podcast. What they would do is the race track that was coming up that weekend, this week being Australia.
Yeah.
They would do the Australian track on the latest Formula One game. They'd pick a car on the grid and you have to set your fastest lap time.
Yeah.
We're not a Formula One podcast, so fuck them.
Yeah,
we'll do whatever we want. So, basically, I was just blasting about on Assetto Corsa.
In a dog shit car.
In a fantastic Ferrari. I'll be honest with you, and I don't mind admitting this. I was driving Ferraris pretending that I was doing this every man thing. Being like, oh, why don't we like to drive a Ferrari around fucking Brands Hatch? And I drove this 458 GT2.
Dog.
Leg gearbox. And... I thought it was very pleasant to drive. I think mainly I was driving a lot of old arse before. I think I was skidding a Corolla around for a bit and just driving shit and crashing. And I jumped into this Ferrari and decided to take it a bit seriously for a second. And I'd done about 6 laps and set a reasonable lap time. Put it to Bulge. I was like, beat that then, fat was motherfucker. And he came back like, oh, your lordship, I'm far too slow for you, you speed machine. Where's that effect?
That's exactly what I think.
That's what you smell like. Mm. That's what you talk. And basically said no. So I thought, I know, I'll put it to the patrons.
Yeah.
In our Discord. If you're not a patron, you're fucking missing out. £3.
I'd like to add, it's the one time Niall's beaten me on that
it's
game.
It's not, though, is it?
It is.
I've beaten that RS500 numerous times.
No, you didn't.
All right. Anyway. And Rob said, yeah, I play a set of Corsa. I think done about 3 laps.
Smashed the fuck out of me and you.
45.9 was my fastest lap.
Mm.
He done a 44.7.
No, I think I went like 46.2.
46
like that.
Days, you slow motherfucker.
Honestly, it'd be lucky if I got in the 40s.
Really?
Probably.
No.
Round Brands Hatch Indy.
Indy sucks.
Actually, I hate that track.
What's wrong with Indy?
It's just shit.
GP's too long. I don't have the attention span for
it. Yeah, but I don't like Brands Hatch as a...
I don't like the... Really? Why? Would you do a track day there?
I've done a track day there.
Have you?
Yeah.
In what?
My Celica.
Really?
Jesus,
yeah.
Back in there.
Fuck me, I didn't realise you were a veteran.
When I thought 140 horsepower was quite fast.
Well, an actual track day?
Yeah, around the Indy, but yeah.
It's a track day.
absolutely fucked the near side front tyre and brakes.
Yeah.
Just on the near side.
Well, yeah, I can believe that. Quite a few shifty right-handers on that track, isn't there?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's also not fast enough. That's the leak,
I mean. To say that, yeah. Oh. Up fucking...
It felt fast. It was all right down the hill. Crawler.
Crawler.
Down the transfer box.
Fucking low range. All right, would you attract any Cayman now?
I probably would.
Okay.
I probably would.
What do you not like about the track then? Do you mean virtually?
Virtually, like? Yeah. On
it's a
PC.
Yeah.
It's just not my favourite.
It's a bit of a gunt of a track, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the truth be told, I really like Red Bull Ring.
Yeah, I do.
Online racing.
I do, yeah.
I don't know why, but I just really like the way it flows. And I like the track, and I like that you can get one corner wrong, but not ruin the whole lap. Whereas the problem is at Brands Hatch...
Because it's such a short lap.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got no time to regain the time you lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, what I like about Red Bull Ring as well is that the final corners, you can just get braver and braver and braver to the point that you're like, I don't think I can cut much more before I'm going to get a penalty. But, yeah, anyway.
Okay, so Rob has won this week. I come an honourable second.
Yeah.
After that, doesn't matter. So, he's too tired to reply, so I can just give him loads. What we're going to do... Now, do you think this format's going to work? Because we record on a Monday, but the episode comes out on a Friday. So what I was going to say was, he's got into the time of recording to beat the lap. But the problem is, we can't announce it to the public. They're not going to know for another 4 days, are they? But we could put it on the Facebook page, couldn't we?
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll have to be...
I'll wait till the episode comes out before I announce on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, assuming that neither of us will ever beat the man with an actual racing license and actually does race cars.
Did I not joke about the everyman stuff? I've driven a minibus on track.
And he got pole position once.
Yeah, yeah. Because everybody gives a fuck about who qualified
first.
Yeah, I got pole position. And like I said, no one cares. Did you win the race, Bolt?
No, John
did.
Did
you get pole position?
No.
Did you get fastest lap?
Yes.
Bullshit.
No, I think he did.
John, whose side are you on here?
Well,
I need all the help I can get.
I won.
Yeah, exactly. So come on, give me something. Okay. Did he get the fastest lap?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Pete did.
Fucking hell. Tell me something else more believable. So, it is now down to Rob to pick the track. By the time this goes live, we shall announce it. But what was you going to say? We need to ballast him up, you reckon, don't we?
Might have to. If he proves too hard to get anywhere near, we might have to ballast him up.
Trust me.
Bit.
Now, it's a computer game, don't get me wrong. When it comes to a computer game, when it comes to like one, I'm fast over one lap outside of that fucking knackered. I'm not slow when it comes to, because me and you had a good little battle with that RS500 around Coombe, didn't we? Mm. We went on for quite a while.
Did.
And we got fast around there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes, John, I'm wrapping up now.
Are you?
He's never done that in his life.
I can see you didn't push it.
Anyway, I don't know. I was going to say, let's just wrap up.
So basically, there's going to be a post, which if you drive online on a Assetto Corsa, does it have to be Assetto, or can it be
as long as
you've got the same track and car?
No, it has to be the same game.
Right, so if you use Assetto Corsa...
Which is cheap nowadays,
isn't
it?
Once a week, we will post up... Once a fortnight... We will post up a... No, we'll do it weekly. Fuck them. It'll give us something to do over the week, won't it? Because it's all going... Because we're going to need picture proof that you've done a
44-7
rather than just coming in and going, oh, I did 44-6.
All right, fine. If you want to take part in this, we will post up the combo, which is of Rob's choice, the fastest person.
Yeah.
So every Monday we're going to do this then?
Well, or...
You want to do it weekly?
Or on a Friday, maybe.
What, so you
the
think...
The day that it comes out...
So you think let this one run until Friday, or let Robert pick one until Friday? What are we going to do?
Well, whatever. Okay. Whatever. That doesn't matter, because it's the first one, isn't it? So it doesn't matter. Maybe what we'll do is we'll let Rob pick, and then Friday we'll announce it on our socials, and then it'll run until next Friday, and whoever's posted the fastest time by that Friday will then pick for the week after.
Okay, cool. So...
It'll run until Thursday night. Then.
Yeah, we need picture proof.
Picture evidence,
of the track, try and blah, blah, blah. If you come out of the that track session, it comes up on the screen, the car, the track, and your time. We need that. No previous laps, nothing like that. Has to be fresh. So, no cheating, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And best of luck to everyone but Rob.
Yeah. And Bulge.
Yeah. Good luck. All the luck to Bulge because he needs every bit he can get.
Okay, thank you very much for listening. Sorry it's been dog shit.
Right, yeah, sorry it has been dog shit, but you can't win them all.
No.
We're just going to literally cut this episode off because John is going to probably punch me inside the head if we don't leave soon. So thank you very much. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.